All right, so the core problem Becker tackles is one that might surprise you, combining breast augmentation with a lift, or technically, mastopexy, is quite difficult. There's actually a pretty high rate of complications. Imagine you're doing two basically opposite procedures at once. The mastopexy tightens and lifts the breast, while the augmentation, you know, adds volume and stretches things out. It's kind of like trying to shrink a shirt and simultaneously stuff it with, I don't know, more cotton. The pull in different directions creates these big risks. Wound problems, poor scar healing, even rare stuff like loss of sensation or tissue necrosis. Which is not good, obviously. Now, what does Becker propose? Here's where things get clever. Instead of using a fixed size implant during surgery, which can make everything too tight and tense, he and his team use an adjustable implant, left underfilled at first. Then after a week or so, the patient comes back, and using an external little injection dome, they fill the implant to the desired size. You get patient input. The nurse or surgeon just uses a little port temporarily left under the skin and pumps in more saline. Once everyone's happy, they remove the dome. That's it. So, the big question, why is this significant? For anyone out there who's ever worried about surgical outcomes, symmetry, safety, even, well, self-esteem post-surgery, this method could represent a big leap forward. Patients aren't locked into a breast size right after surgery while swollen and sore. Instead, they get to heal comfortably, reduce the risk of complications, and then, when everything looks and feels right, adjust to that just right volume. That's a level of shared decision-making that you almost never see in surgery. Also, if a patient had uneven breasts before, this approach allows for custom matching, so both sides can end up looking more symmetrical. That's huge. All right, let's dive a bit into the methods without, you know, getting too squeamish. Before surgery, the surgeon and patient figure out the ideal implant by measuring the chest and actually trying out different sizes in a bra. Then during the operation, they insert a temporary sizer just to double check. And once everything is okay, they swap in the real adjustable implant either under the muscle or breast tissue, depending on, well, anatomy and preferences. The fill tubing is threaded out through the skin and connected to a dome which sits just under a dressing. About a week post-op, the final adjustments are made and the dome is removed. Usually, that's it. Now, some of you might be wondering, isn't leaving tubing or a dome under the skin risky? Becker's group actually reported no infections in their 175 case series, which is reassuring, but as always, I want to remind you I'm not here to vouch for the safety or recommend this method. This is research, not medical advice. Take it as insight to discuss, not gospel truth, okay? So, what are the key takeaways for us, like regular humans just going about our day? Well, first, it's awareness. Medicine is constantly evolving, and patients, in a lot of areas, can now be true partners in decisions about their bodies. Second, this approach is basically a metaphor for why flexibility and adjustment matter in health, in research, maybe, even in our daily lives. You don't always have to make a one-and-done choice when things are complex. Pause, heal, get input, then decide what fits best for you. And, oh, I was at a cafe the other day just watching people. And, you know, I saw this guy trying to assemble a bike with, like, the wrong-sized wheels. I kind of felt for him, but also thought, sometimes you just need a more adjustable toolkit, whether it's surgery or bikes. Anyway, that's a bit of a tangent. Wrapping up, this study by Hilton Becker is, I think, a neat example of how surgery can find ways to be patient-centered, creative, and cautious all at once. Once more, though, as always, remember that academic research is about opening doors, not giving us final answers. If you're ever considering any medical procedure, take what you learn here. Talk to trusted professionals. Ask about options. Thank you for tuning in to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, and I'll see you next time, where we unbox yet another curious question from the world of research. Take care.